Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, in addition to that, the lawmakers finally have joined in supporting the detained pastor in Iran, Pastor Youssef. You know, Pastor Youssef refused to, in Iran, he refused to deny, Pat, the, he refused to acknowledge Muhammad as the true prophet, because acknowledging Muhammad as a true prophet is to acknowledge saying that everything that Muhammad says is true. And of course, Muhammad says that Jesus is not the Son of God. He's got to come back and apologize for calling himself the Son of God. But he will come back and assist, you know. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's totally opposite. And so, of course, he's a Christian, you know. You know, Pastor Youssef can't acknowledge Muhammad as a true prophet, because to acknowledge Muhammad as a true prophet is to not acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God. It's the opposite. And so they've locked him up. He's been in jail now for quite some time, and in Iran, and they're persecuting the church, I mean, very badly. And it's happening in Iraq as well. But for some time, it was actually Jay Sekulow's son who saw what was going on and began to say, listen, we got to do something about it. And everybody was silent. You know, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was silent. Even though she was right around there, you know, and he's not the only pastor being locked up over there because of this. This is the big thing about it. God's word is true. The things that were happening to the church back in the book of Acts is happening today. We just happen to be, or presently were, and hopefully will still continue to be, in a country that was blessed by God that allowed us to have the freedom that we could preach Jesus Christ and him crucified openly. You know, and we are at risk right now of losing that freedom. And in the same situation that's happening over there, to Pastor Youssef and other Christian believers, the things that happened to Dudemeyer Dudeman, if you remember him, where he was, you know, tortured and all this kind of stuff because he's delivering Bibles to Russians and all that, that it's happening right now to Pastor Youssef. And finally, praise God, the law makers, after quite some time, because, you know, we've been praying for him for some time now, and they are getting behind him, and they pass unanimously to resolve the situation and calling for his release. They voted Tuesday on it, and more than 120,000 signatures of people urging lawmakers to approve the measure, you know, came in. And so the American Center for Law and Justice has been following Pastor Youssef's case and advocated on his behalf, you know, up until this particular time. So now they're getting really hopeful that the government's going to get behind it. But you know what we said earlier, that for some reason our president doesn't want to get too involved in what's happening in Iran, and for what we're seeing take place with the church in America, and how he's, you know, made executive orders that were against the church, you know, and saying that we have to actually buy health care to abort a child. And if we have a nonprofit such as the Catholic Social Services or an outreach ministry or something of that nature, and he didn't change it. And so this is very exciting to see what's happening. Your prayers are being answered. I mean, America's waking up and they're saying, listen, we got to do something about this. I believe that he and his wife and his sons, since they've been in facing this whole thing and refusing to recant their Christian faith since 2009. And now they're about to do something about it. But you can see that. You also can see a video on the VFNTV blog about that. Remember to lift up Pastor Youssef and all those who are suffering because of their faith, and realize right now the freedom that we already have and that we may be losing. We need to repent on behalf of the freedom that we've wasted, that we wasted this freedom. What do we do with the freedom that God entrusted us with? And understand this, like, my goodness. But then we can repent by saying, you know what? I want to use whatever freedom we have to be able to advance the cause of the kingdom, to be able to advance the name of Jesus Christ, and to win people to the Lord's side. And I just want to encourage you with that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.